It's 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 20th of October. Good morning, this is Today with Justin Webb and John Humphreys.
A group of nearly 200 companies from 30 countries has said climate change risks undermining future prosperity. Help developing countries reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. The Climate Change Secretary, Chris Huhne, is backing the initiative.
The time is now 6 minutes past six, and the weather forecast from Chris Fawkes. Morning, Chris.
Hi, John. Good morning. Well, it's a cold start to the morning with temperatures close to freezing. A few places have a touch of frost around this morning, so it is a chilly start to the day for many parts of the country.
10 minutes past six. Let's turn to the subject of climate change. What will the effects be of climate change? We don't really know, of course, but a government report is making some claims. Palab Ghosh is our science correspondent. And Palab, what's the report and what are they saying?
The effects of climate change, sea levels rise and use of farmland decreases, widespread humanitarian disasters.
12 minutes past six. When the coalition came to power, it promised it would abandon the idea of a third runway at Heathrow Airport.
But Craig Bennett, policy director at Friends of the Earth, says expansion is not the answer.
We can't go on in the 21st century talking about aviation as if there's no limits to it at all, and as if we can just keep growing aviation. In a world where we face climate change, you know, we have to really think about how we look to alternatives to air travel.
The time now, though, is 16 minutes past six. Business News. Here's Simon Jack. Morning, Simon.
Justin, thank you very much. Good morning. Later this morning, the Department of Energy and Climate Change will announce the results of its review into the banding of renewable obligation certificates. Now, this is the mechanism used to subsidise green energy. Possible cuts could bring the development of wind power in the UK to a grinding halt, if you believe the warnings from the industry body Renewable UK.
The anti-lobby has, I think, done quite a lot of scaremongering about it.